Rahab tumbled into consciousness, courtesy of an impatient nudge. "Stop your laziness, girl. Your brothers and fathers are almost ready to leave." Her mother gave her one more unnecessary shove. Rahab groaned and gave up on rest, forcing herself to rise from her pallet. Every muscle protested the simple movement, and she winced in pain. For 2 months, she had been doing the work of men, waking before daybreak and wrestling the land all day with little food, water, or rest to renew her strength. It was useless. Even at 15 and only a girl, she could see that. Their land had produced nothing but dust. Like the rest of Canaan, Jericho was in the grip of a brutal drought. Though she knew their efforts to be wasted, every day she pushed herself almost past endurance, because as long as they stayed busy, her Abba had hope. She couldn't bear the thought of his despair. "Child, hurry," her mother snapped. Rahab, who had already folded her bedroll and was almost finished dressing, continued her silent preparations at the same pace. She could move no faster if the king's armies were at the door.